Unit 3.5, Exercise 6, page 80.
Science versus Nature. How old ways can work.
Ben Goldsmith was one of a number of organic farmers at the conference on the future of farming. In his speech, he pointed out that there was no reason to suggest that farmers will not be able to produce enough food for everyone in the future using traditional farming methods. He claims that the problem is one of distribution, not production, and that genetically modified foods will not solve this problem.
What threatens a traditional pursuit?
The history of beekeeping dates back at least 3,000 years, but recently there have been threats to bee populations all over the world from mysterious diseases. One of the most serious is colony collapse disorder, CCD, which occurs when worker bees fail to return to the hive. There have been many theories put forward as to the causes of this phenomenon, including GM crops, global warming, and interference from mobile phone networks.
Why it is under threat?
The largest tiger in the world is the Amur tiger, often referred to as the Siberian tiger. Measuring up to 3 meters in length, a fully grown adult male can weigh anything up to 300 kilograms. The Amur tiger is a protected species, but conservation is difficult due to the fact that the tigers need a very large area to hunt in to ensure their survival in long, cold winters. Although by the 1950s only 50 tigers remained in the wild, their numbers have grown and there are now over 400 of them.
How old the method is?
One of the things the anti-GM food lobby overlooks is the fact that farmers have been genetically engineering food for thousands of years by cultivating hybrids, which means putting two varieties of plant together to make a new variety. The difference today is that scientific knowledge and technology have advanced to the point where we can alter a plant to make it resistant to disease, stop insects eating it, and even develop foods that are more nutritious.
How they were divided.
New research has revealed that the extinct Caspian tiger lives on in the Siberian tiger. Once thought to be a subspecies, the Caspian tiger has been discovered to have DNA which is almost identical to the Siberian tiger. The scientists have concluded that the reason the two are so alike is because both were descended from the same migrating ancestor, but that the two groups were later isolated in different areas by hunters.
Why the disease took hold?
When the potato was introduced to Europe from South America in the 16th century, only a few varieties were established, and this left crops vulnerable to disease. To help prevent crop failure, potatoes should not be grown in the same soil for 2 years in a row. Unfortunately, in the mid-1800s, the impoverished tenant farmers of Ireland had no option but to use the same small plots of land for growing potatoes year after year, and this is what led to the Great Potato Famine.
Not just sweet.
The use of honey in healing is much older than medicine itself, and the father of medicine, Hippocrates, used it to treat a variety of conditions. However, it is only recently that the antiseptic and antibacterial properties of honey have been chemically explained. Researchers are currently looking into ways in which the use of honey can help conventional medicine in the treatment of drug-resistant infections.